Tomorrow, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announces its nominees for the class of 2016. Every year, there are armies of outraged fans who are angry at the hall for leaving out their favorites. This year, one group here in Los Angeles is mounting a musical campaign aimed directly at the ears of the Rock Hall. Annie Chelsea has the story.
The obvious names, the pioneers of rock, were inducted into the Hall of Fame long ago.
Train, train.
Elvis, Chuck Berry, Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis, Ray Charles.
Randy Lewis is pop music writer for the Los Angeles Times. He says that every year when the nominees are announced, he hears immediate and vehement fan backlash.
Inevitably, anything we wrote about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I could count on dozens, if not hundreds, of responses coming in saying the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a joke until Styx is in. And we hear it about the Moody Blues, we hear it about Yes.
And the list goes on. What about Warren Zevon, Bon Jovi, Duran Duran? The only firm criterion for nomination is that the artist's first record must have been released at least 25 years ago. Musical excellence and influence are also important, if less quantifiable factors. One artist has been eligible almost since the hall opened in 1986, and he's never even been nominated. You know his songs.
One. You'll ever do.
And his voice.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
On every level, one of the best singers, one of the best writers, one of the best dreamers.
That's singer Sid Straw. And the artist she's talking about? Harry Nilsson, or as he usually billed himself, simply Nilsson.
Soul singer, soulful, soul heartbreaking.
She's not the only one who's wild about Harry.
Harry Nilsson's voice was just one of the wonders of the pop music world.
Again, Randy Lewis of the Los Angeles Times.
He did bring this very charming and childlike quality in his music, but he would insert some very subversive messages in it, which to me is very rock and roll.
Before he died in 1994, Harry Nilsson won 2 Grammys, wrote hits for Three Dog Night and the Monkees, and was name-checked by the Beatles as their, quote, favorite group. And yet,
the general public does not know who Harry Nilsson is, and that was by Harry Nilsson's own design.
David Leaf is a producer of the documentary, Who is Harry Nilsson and Why is Everybody Talking About Him?
I think Harry was quite determined not to be famous in a public way. I think he was a contrarian about everything to do with his career.
He refused to perform live. Nilsson managed to score number one hits without touring to promote his records, unheard of in the pre-YouTube era. That may have kept him out of the public eye, but Harry Nilsson is and always was a musician's musician.
And I think he needs to be written back into the rock and roll narrative.
That's songwriter Todd Lawrence. He and other Nilsson fans are part of a passionate movement to get Harry into the hall. Of course, the campaign has a website and a Facebook page, but these are musicians, so they got together in the studio to record a song for Harry.
Everybody has a lyric sheet?
Written by Lawrence and aimed at storming the walls of the rock and roll castle. In addition to Lawrence and Sid Straw, the chorus of over 20 musicians gathered at the mic includes 60s pop singer Evie Sands, Steve Barton of the band Translator, and Harry Nilsson's oldest son, Zach.
Now, here comes the quotes, okay? So we're going to go.
Everybody's talking at me. I'm in the coconut. Together.
Grassroots campaigns for the Hall haven't had a lot of success in the past. But Lawrence and his fellow Harryphiles think it's worth a shot.
Here's the deal. Every musician I know, and I know a lot of musicians, all love Harry Nilsson. And we're trying to say to the Hall of Fame, whatever it is you think is important or you think is worthy, this is our guy. We think he's worthy.
Now listen, everybody, all over the land.
For NPR News, I'm Annie Chelsea in Los Angeles.
Talking about Harry 'cause we love the man.